Raivid was one of them. Raivid, on the topic of Andorvim Ha'omdim Nibote, Taisus on Tezovim and Alice, is bothered with a kasha. Here it's a machlokes ha'tanoim, but Andorvim Ha'omdim Nibote are considered in the Chuber of the Tzolish, and the pashtus says the halacha should be like the Chachamim. Yachat v'rab ma'alachat v'rab. The stock was to be against Rav Meir. Why should we pass like Rav Meir? So the problem is, Taisus quotes the kasha from the Rabbeinu Hananel. The problem is, the Gemara still is, sounds like it's passing like Rav Meir. The Gemara there is speaking about collecting from the Yisoyim. The father owed money, the father died. And he left assets, and the Balei Chovos, the Malvin, are coming to collect from the Yisoyim. So the Gemara says, it means, Metalkalei the Yasmin, Loi Mishtab, Yilab Alkoi. You can only collect from Karkois, you cannot collect from Metalkalei. So what if you have Anovin Ha'omlin Libotzi? Should you consider it Kibitzuriz Damyon and it's considered Kitalish? In which case you cannot collect from the Yisani, Metalkalei the Yasmin, Loi Mishtab, Yilab Alkoi. Or should you say no, that even though it's only the book there, but nonetheless it's Mechub and the Karka and Dina Tikarka, so Karkois can be collected from the Yisrael. So the Gemara says so. The Gemara makes a statement in Ksuvah's Naftunah, Allah Kohayim and Ligzos, Kigos and Dummies. So since the Peres are formally ripened, and it's only Ligzos, and Kigos and Dummies, Dino can be Talkalim, and therefore the Balkhoyz cannot collect. So that's Rabbeinu Hananel's Kasha. Why did the Gemara in Ksuvah's Yun Aleph assume that the Din should be like Rav Meir? The Derech HaTeva, under normal condition, you should pass in against Rav Meir. Yochit V'Rav Malach Tam. The Din should be like the Chachamim's Rav Meir. That is Kimuchub Adom. So the Rabbeinu Hananel, quoted by the Taisus, he gives you a Kiyas, he says, so this Machlech is Amen HaChachamim appears in a third place, in a third context in Perek HaKoynes, and Balakam Adom's and Tev. And the Gemara there quotes Rav, passes like Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon is the same, Rav Shimon equals Rav Meir. Rav Shimon is the same as Rav Meir. So since Rav passes Allah to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is the same as Rav Meir, means Allah to Rav Meir. So therefore the Imam Ksuba Shaf and Allah is assuming of the Lepashus. Kalai med ligzus ki gozun da. That's the second answer that they give. But the first answer that they give, Yesh Loima, Gab Balkhoiz Moide, even the Chachamim to Rav Meir would be Moide. The Lord God be Midova Hoi med ligzus, the Lord Samcha Daiteh. That's what the Raivid writes that answer. Raivid says that the difference between Karka and Metalkalim with respect to collecting from the Yisayim, that Metalkalim the Yasmi, Loi Mishtab Yilabachoy, you cannot collect from the Metalkalim, only from the Karkois, is not as there is a Kosev, it's not that it's Karka versus Metalkalim. The reason why there's a difference is because the Ikas Bichazat of people when they lend money is on real estate. As the Rishonim say, the Pasuk says, the Haaretz Le'ol my mother. The Pasuk in Ta'elis has a different meaning. The Pasuk says that everything repeats itself in history, everything stays the same. Haaretz, Dor HaLech, but Dor HaKov, Haaretz Le'ol my mother. Different people, and different countries, and different parts of the world, but basically everything stays the same. All of this repeats on repeating itself. So the Rishonim used that belief, the Haaretz Le'ol my mother, to say that real estate is called real estate, because there's a smichas das on it. If I'm going to lend somebody money, I know he has a lot of money in the bank. And I'm lending him $100,000 for 10 years. In 10 years, he can gamble away all the money. He can give all the money to charity. He can burn all the money. He can waste all the money. It's real there, but he can hide all the money. He can hide all the money. He can put it in bank accounts in the name of his children, and he won't have any assets when it comes to the end of the 10 years. So that's why the Talpalim, if the Afshalah Chaloisam, you can destroy it. The Afshalah Havricham, you can send it to another place. The Afshalah Halimam, you can hide it. But that's not the Ikas Yichas Das, is not on the Talpalim. That's called Mechazu She'en Lehem Achrayim. There's no reliance. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, the end of the first part of Kiddushin, coined the term Mechazu She'en Lehem Achrayim as opposed to Mechazu She'en Lehem Achrayim. So Karka is referred to as Mechazu She'en Lehem Achrayim in the sense that the Ikas Yichas Das of a Malva who lends money is really on the Karka. So that's why the Gemara makes a distinction. The Talpil of the Yatsman, Loi Mishtab Yilab Balkhoi. Why? Because that wasn't really the Ikas Nichas Das of the Malvin. When he lent money to the Loi, he wasn't really relying so much on the Karka. You have to step back a little bit. What about collecting from the Kuchas? Let's say I lend you money, and then you sell all of your assets to somebody else. So if you had a home, and you sold your home to someone else, so the Din says, I can collect from the Kuchas. If you had automobiles, and you had televisions, and you had furniture, and you had bookcases, cars, and you sell that in clothing to other people, so I cannot collect the Talpalim.
from the Lukukas. Why is the difference between Karka and Metaphila? Today we understand that's the law. There's only Shibu Nechotim on Karka. There's no Shibu Nechotim on Metaphila. Because the Ikas Nechotasa, the Mal, is really on the Karka, not on the Metaphila. It is a din that when it comes to Yisraelim as well, Metaphila, the Yatsmi, Loi, Vishtab, Dil, Abachet. Is that for the same reason? That you cannot, is that for the same reason that you cannot collect from the Lukukas, Metaphila? Can only collect karka. Why? Because there's only Shiva Nechosim on karka. There's no Shiva Nechosim on Metaphim, because Zikas Nechosas is only on karka, not on Metaphim. It's the same reason. Because collecting from the Ukrainian is based on Shiva Nechosim. Is that why? Or maybe it's a little different. So we really assume that it's not exactly the same. That's a big machloikis. The Mechabakos machloikis. It's a Goinim and a machloikis. So Rishainim, it's a Shailim din, whether collecting from the Ukrainian is based on Shiva Nechosim. So say simply, Metalkul Yatsu, let me stop the Mechaz, no Shiva Nechosim on the Metalkul. Maybe I should say it's not exactly so partial. It doesn't really answer the question, because really you should have the right to collect from, the Mechaz distinguishes between Nuvah Balpeh and Nuvah Dishtar. You can only collect from the Lekukas if you have a Nuvah Dishtar. If you have a Nuvah Balpeh, ain't an Igris Menal Lekukas. Why? Because Leis Leik Kola. So we assume, whenever there's a Nuvah Balpeh, there's no Shiva Nechosim. There's only Shiva Nechosim when there's a Nuvah Dishtar. When you come to collect from the Yisraelim, so the Gemara says the Rabbi Shmuel both say Nuvah Alpeh is Nigdus Min Yisayin. Ablein and Nigdus Min Alakuchas. How do you explain that? So does that show that you can collect from Yisayin without a Shibin Lachosim? Even though there's no Shibin Lachosim. You collect based on Shibir Aguf. But what exactly is the Shibir Aguf? In Atura, there's no Shibir Aguf on Yisayin. They didn't borrow the money. Their father borrowed the money. He had a Shibir Aguf. The father died. So if the father dies, then he leaves no assets at all to the children. That's a dumb question. The children are not mechuyev to pay the chayvus of the father if they didn't gain any assets. But the shaila here is, the father borrowed money and he did leave over Yerusha to the children. So the children are going to be rolling in money over here. They yarshin millions of dollars from the father, and the father owes millions of dollars to other people. And they're going to be rejoicing over this big Yerusha that they had, and the other people are going to be crying that they lost. They lent the money to the father. The father died, and he only left Metalkalin to the children, and you can't force the children to pay the price. So the Gemara says that's not fair. The Gemara has words of curse to the children. Yatsmi, the Achli, the Lav Didu, the Yisraelim who are using money, that really they're not entitled to it. The father left in the Yerusha. Where did the father get so rich? Because he borrowed money from the sun, the moon, and the stars. He borrowed money from everybody. Then he died before he ever paid back the money. But that's not fair. The Gemara has an expression, Yatsmi, the Achli, the Lav Didu, they're eating up all the money that they're not really entitled to. They got a Yerusha from the father who borrowed it from other people. So the Gemara gives a curse, Leizu Bata Shitkai. They should also drop dead. They should follow the one. They should go to the grave also. Like the father died because he borrowed money and never paid back. So the children should drop dead also. The Gemara encourages the children that they should pay the debts of the father. Encourages to the extent that if it's a Nuvah Alpeh, we will force the children to pay. Nuvah Alpeh is Nigdus Men HaYisayin. They are Nigdus Men HaLekuchas. And the Lekuchas, it's not, they don't have any obligation to pay. You can only collect from the Lekuchas if there's a Shibin Lechosim, if there's a lien on the property. There's only Shibin Lechosim on Karka. There's no Shibin Lechosim on the Talpah. But to collect from the Yisayin, from the Rabbanon, they made a Takonah. It's a tumen, the whole discussion about this. But the Rabban made a takana that we treat it as if there's a Shibir Aguf on the Yisraelim, to the extent that they got a Yerusha from the father. If the father dies, his father owes money and he dies and he didn't leave any assets to the children, so the children don't have any Shibir Aguf. But if the father leaves money and he left Chayvus, so that's not fair, that the Yisraelim should keep the money and they shouldn't repay the Chayvus. So that's why the Rabbanon, it's not a din in our term, the Rabbanon instituted the Shibra Guf on the Yisrael. So since it's a Shibra Guf, so it really shouldn't make a difference whether they have karka or metalkalin. Shibra Guf is minay. I think it was only metalkalin. You take away even the shirt off of his back. So strictly speaking, you should even be able to collect from the metalkalin of the Yisrael. How come there's such a din? Metalkalin Yatsmi, let me stop the Bachar. So it's like a question. The Rashi in Baba Tama, in the first paragraph, it's not for the same reason. That metalkalim of the Lekuchas is not mishtabd in Bapet. Metalkalim by Lekuchas because no Shibin Lechosim on metalkalim. There's only Shibin Lechosim on, there's only a lien, what's known in English as a lien. How do you spell a lien? L-I-E-N. L-I-E-N. In English, what? There's only a Shibin Lechosim on karka. There's no Shibin Lechosim on metalkalim. But to collect from the Yisraelim,
They made me the Rabbanon and Shibra Gufan Yisraelim. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. How can you collect Nubal Peh? How's Nubal Peh make Mitzvah Yisraelim? So the answer is Midi Rabbanon. This is one answer. It's a big machlekes ha'agoyim and a machlekes ha'mishayim. How do we do all the Gemara? So the popular way is to explain like this. That Midi Rabbanon they made a Shibra Gufan Yisraelim to the extent that they got Yerusha from the father, and as a Shibra Guf, you should really have the right to collect even the Talfalim, because you may. So why not? That's what the third quote in the name of the Tum Dal was a new Sakona, because we get the Hazaras of the Malba really is on the Karka, not so much on the Metalkalim, and if he won't collect because the Lob only left the Metalkalim and didn't leave Karka, so the world won't come to an end. So the guy could have been more careful only to lend money to a man who has character. It's a little bit the fault of the mouth. Should have been more careful. So that's what we assume, that Mitzalpul and Yatsu, learn Mitzalpul about Chai, it's not 100% the same as saying Mitzalpul and Manat Tacha Shibur HaMalva. Now Mitzalpul, there's only Shibur HaMalva and Karka and Nara Mitzalpul, that's one thing. And there's another thing, it's a new Sakon, that even though it's really considered to be a Mine, because there are bottom institute of Shibur HaGufan, you say it. You still can collect on the top, but the part of distinguishing between the Talfalim and Karka with respect to the Balfour collecting is not the Gedeira Sakotu. It's not a Hilchus of the Loitaina, just to say a Philistine and Karka and the Talfalim. The part is because the Yukis Michas Das of the Malve is on the Karka, and there isn't so much of the Michas Das on the Talfalim. So that's what the Raivin goes along with the first shot that Tyson gives. That if you have a Novin Ha'omlin, they got there. We're holding by plucking off the pears from the tree. So how can you call that? Why do you say mechubel a karka dini ki karka? And now loch of English boy malak karkoes said sin, and there's no megila the karkoes in Morris Tudinin, and you would need a bezman of astora to be shocked how much the karka is worth. All the dinim of karka it has, yeah. But you can't say it has the status of mechatzim sheishlo nachrayis. Mechatzim sheishlo nachrayis is not identical with the concept of karka. The Chasim Shein HaMachlai is not 100% identical with the concept of Metalkalim. You can distinguish between the two. No, the Mahmoudin Rebutter, although it's in a Kikarka, but you can't call it the Chasim Shein HaMachlai. That's the way the writer explains it. That's basically what Tashmish is saying over here. The Shach likes this writer. The Shach quotes the writer in the Chosh Mishra, Simon Tzadikei, Simon of English boy. Ala Karkoes, he quotes that what defined as Karka with respect to English boy Ala Karkoes is not going to be necessarily the same as the definition of karka with respect to gviya from the Shabbat. So here it's not a part of karka versus metalkalim, it's a part of mechatzim sheishlo nachrayis as opposed to mechatzim sheino nachrayis. The writer says that this is the pshat of the Gemara Bavli Kamei. That's Yudalef. The Gemara says that there is a discussion among the Amoraim whether Avodim have the din by karka. So one of the Amoraim says, I know a braisa, and he quotes a braisa, that Avodim do not have the din of Karka. So Tesha says, what are they talking about? Their Mishnah is all over Shas. That is, Avodim Hupshila Karkoz. It's Nachalta Mosim of Nech Macharechim. Rashi quotes it over here. It's Nachalta Mosim of Nech Macharechim. The passage in Vayikra chapter Chalpei that evidence is Tishla Karkoz. What does the Gemara say? I know a Masnita Yadayna, I know a Braisa that indicates that Evid does not have the din of Karka. Your Braisa doesn't make any sense. Avodim do have the din of Karka. So Tesha's din of Kamiya has a hard time. So they would share a terrace. They give the Deichik Taisu says, Avodim books in the Karkoz, a hekish means based on the Pasuk in Chumash. That the word Nachalot, usually when somebody dies and he leaves an inheritance, is called the Yerusha. You only call something a Nachalot if it's Karka. Karka goes over the Nachalot. If he leaves money in the bank, that's not called a Nachalot, it's called the Yerusha. Here the Pasuk refers to an Eved Kenani. The Adon of the Eved Kenani dies, and the Eved Kenani goes to Yerusha to the children. That's called the Hisnachal Tamosim of Mecham Acharechim Bereshet Achuz Azoylam Yerlam Hem Tavodim. Why did he call it a Nachalo? Iti Avodim Ahukshu Lekarkoz. That's the market for that thing. It says right in Bava Kama, Avodim Hukshu Lekarkoz is a Xeris Akosim because it's called Nachalo. The Eved Kenani is referred to with the term Nachalo. And it can, a Xeris Akosim can only apply to biblical dinim. A hekish that Avodim have this status like Karka, only did he get the demon that is here in the Chumash. If you're going to have a din the Rabbana, where we distinguish between Karka and the Talfalim, so how can you say that there's a hekish? There's no hekish in the din the Rabbana.
But now the question is, well, usually we say kol the tikkun rabbanim kein the right to tikkun. And some, just like on the level of the right, that there are differences between karka and metalsalim. So on the level of the rabbanim, whenever there are differences between karka and metalsalim, you ought to say also about it hokshel of karka. The Taisus learned that was the Gemara's debate. That was the machlokes amoraim. You have the din. Taisus says that the din that allows the malva to collect from the yisaimim or the lekuchas should be mechassim. The Taisus there claims the Gemara goes with the shita that she would allow their right. The whole institution of the Shivin Achasim is the Rabban. That's the big machlokes in the Gemara. And the machlokes the Shach and the Lamatev quotes the machlokes are Yishayin and the Shach treats him as a stake in a demon. He says it's mamish 50-50, a big split from the Yishayin and Arabatim. Three sheets, whether she good at the ability of the Mabu to collect from the Yishayin and the Lakuch, is that their right as the Rabbanan? So some say yes, some say no, and some Yishayin say sometimes. Some Yishayin say sometimes. That, Milva Tzuva Batera, Shibuda Deraisa. Milva Sheni Tzuva Batera, Shibuda Lav Deraisa. If you have a Halvoa, that's called Milva Sheni Tzuva Batera. So there, Shibuda Lav Deraisa. It's only the Rabban. But if you have a Milva Tzuva Batera, a real Shibuda, the Gemara calls Tikkun Aten. It's a Milva Tzuva Batera. Mazi, Chayvel. Where the Torah imposes the Fiat. So the Torah imposes the Fiat to the maximum. So the Torah imposes even with the Shibuda Nechatim. So that's the little, the compromise sheet. Most of the Rishonim have even extreme sheep. You didn't say Shibuda Derais, and Shibuda Lav Derais. Then you have the Rabbeinu Hanan who comes to the compromise sheet that it's a milbak, if it's a milbak, it's a batar, Shibuda Derais. No Rishonim is a batar, Shibuda Lav Derais. The text is Molokama writes on that he says that this Sugya Molokama is assuming that Shibuda Lav Derais, and Pinyin Agav is Lav Derais, and you have the ability to be Makna, Metalsele Magav Karka, that's also Lav Derais. Why should he Lav Derais? Because it's derived from the fact that it's Dibbe Hayomi. If it would have been a Din Derais, it would have to appear in Chumash somewhere. In the term, Dibbe Kabbalah, Loy Alpino. You have a Pasuk in the name of Tzuvim, cannot serve as a source for a Din Derais. Din Derais has to have a source in Chumash. Dibbe Torah means a Din Derais, and Dibbe Kabbalah from anywhere in the name of Tzuvim, Loy Alpino can't be derived. And since the whole marker for Kinyan Agav, Dibbe Hayomi, the Taisus is right from all the time, and maximum it can be only the Rabbah. It's not going to be a Din Derais. But the Kevegar on the side of the Gemara points out that the Taisus in Kedushin writes otherwise. Taisus in Kedushin on that pay assumes that Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Deraita, not a Kinyan Derabbah. But this Taisus in Balakama had no shot in the Gemara. What did Gemara have a Machlokes Samaroyim? Whether Avodim have the status like Karka or not? Of course Avodim have the status of Karka. It's all over the Mishnayim like that. The Taisus didn't know what to say. But they came up with this suggestion. That when do all the Mishnahim say that Avodim Hukshu Lekarkoi have the same status as Karka, that with respect to Dinim that are Deraita, the Hektish works on the level of Deraita. But if you're dealing with the Din Derabbanan, and that's Dinim Balakama, the two Dinim they're dealing with happen to be Derabbanan, namely, Shibuda Lav Deraita, that's what Taisha claims, he's more talking about Shibuda Nechazim, the Shibuda Lav Deraita, and the institution of Kinyan Agav, Taisha claims, is only Derabbanan. So there is a Machloike Samarayim with me. Whether with respect to Din of the Rabbanan, you also apply the rule that Avodim Hukshu Lekarkoi, or no, the Hekish doesn't make sense on the level of Rabbanan. You can only have Hekish on the level of the right. So that's what Taisus writes. And some poskim quote this in Chashmish, but La'aloche, Kivegi quotes poskim who apply to additional cases in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever there's a case that you're dealing with a Din of the Rabbanan, which distinguishes between Karka and Tafelin, so you'll arbitrarily say that Avodim Allah Hukshu Lekarkoi. Take for example, Kivegi points out the Din is that if the father dies and the child gets into a big Yerushan, he doesn't have any apotropis, he's running the business all by himself. The whole business was the father sold Kool-Aid, the father sold eggs, whatever. So he only can sell the same eggs, he doesn't need an apotropis to sell the eggs. So he can sell the same Kool-Aid, he can sell the same eggs. He makes the same money that his father makes. So he's in business all by himself and he doesn't have an apotropis. So the native Satan the Rabbanan, Mitka Mesecha Mamkera Memkem, the Rabbanan, the Metalpolis, Avaloi the Karka. So the Kedega raises the question, what would be the status of the Nebuchadnezzar? What if the father leaves the Nebuchadnezzar in Yerusha, the father died, and the little kid before Bar Mitzvah has this Nebuchadnezzar? Can he sell the Nebuchadnezzar that he got the Yerusha on that? Is that considered the Karka? Or is that considered the Metalpolis? So the Kedega says, look, we're dealing with this. Of course, early already. We're dealing with the Din Derabbanan. The ability of the Pu'uta is the Kot Shigil Oni Sakut is to sell is the Din Derabbanan. And Taisa said that that's the rule. Whenever you're dealing with the Din Derabbanan, Avodim Aloy Hukshu Lekarkoi. The Hekish based on the Pasuk in Vayikra, chapter Chavetz, Nachal Panos, we can only apply with respect to Din of the Rise. We can't have a Hekesh on a Din of the Rabbah. Hekesh means Sukkim and Chumash. It's not Sukkim on Din of the Rabbah. So you revert back to what it should have been. Avodim and Metalkulim. Why should you say, why should anybody in his right mind think on his own that Avodim Hukshu is Kakut? The Pasuk says Avodim Hukshu, that's on the level of Din of the Rise. With respect to Din of the Rabbah, you say Avodim Aloy Hukshu is Kakut. And the others in the Shach quotes the Rise and it says, no, that's not right. Not like Tyson said that we distinguish arbitrarily between Dinim Deraita and Dinim Rabbanim. No. The Dinim Derabbanim are called the Tikkun Rabbanim, Kein Deraita Tikkun. Just like on the level of Deraita we say Abbanim Hukshul HaKakoyer. With respect to Dinim Derabbanim, we'll also say Abbanim Hukshul HaKakoyer. The Vart in the Gemara is a different Vart in Baba Kama's application. The Gemara is talking about halachas where it doesn't really depend on Karka versus Metalkalim. It depends on the Chosim Sheishon Achrayis versus whether the Balchoyt can collect from the Yisoydim. That's a function of real estate versus non-real estate. It's not a vort of karka versus metalkalim. The vort of real estate, Nechosim Sheish L'Machrayim. That's what the Gemara says. What does it help from today to next year that Avodim Avukshu L'Karkoyim? Yeah, but this kind of karka. Anovim Hamdim L'Ibot Arosa M'chubu L'Karka Dinik L'Karka. But if it's only L'Ibot, it's called Nechosim Sheish L'Machrayim. Avodim are always Eilai Machrayis. Yevi can drop dead. Yevi can run away. I can hide my Yevi. So how can you say, I can sell the Yevi to a Medina Tayyam, to somewhere else? For Oris, we are my mother. The house, if I borrow money, I live in this house. The house isn't going to move away somewhere else. Now they can move houses also. But the land is not going to move away. The land is not going to move away. Oris, we are my mother. So that's the right thing. Says the same as Tosfos that Anovim Hovnim Libot there in Suvas Dafnan Aleph, the Gemara assumes that Dava Pashik to Mitzurim Damyon. Why? They said, like the first answer in Tosfos, so this is not a matter of Karka versus Metalkalim, it's a matter of Nechos Mishesh L'Nachrayis versus Nechos Mishesh L'Nachrayis. He says, and that part explains why Avodim are not Hukshu L'Kakoyes either. So these are, according to that first day in Texas, that Shach Mishem Arayvin, these are two different areas of halacha. There's one area where we distinguish between Karka versus Metalkalim, let's say, Ein Nishboi Malah Karkoyes, the original Machloik Zameh Nerabon, or Me'ila, the Machloik is whether there's Moilin Desairo, not Moilin, or Pshim Gamlil, in Tanakama, when the Moilin Desairo or not, Ein Me'ila of the Karkoyes, Me'ila of the Talmud is not Me'ila of the Karkoyes. When you make a pidyon hekdeshes, do you need a bezin of 10 to make the shuma, or is it sufficient with a bezin of 3? It's like a very subconscious that it depends on karka versus metalkalim. But whenever you're dealing with a different issue of nechosim sheish l'macharayis versus ein l'macharayis, then the ravid holds like the first suggestion in Tosfos. It's a different distinction. It's not a word of karka versus metalkalim. It's a word of nechosim sheish l'macharayis versus nechosim sheish l'macharayis. You sometimes have other halachas in karka, which are also not really the same as karka versus metalkalim. You have a din that you have the pasuk that if somebody worships karka, the karka olam is ein aneset. It says alahem al haharim. Aloi hahar. Abayti avdinus kon comes from avdus hamavaynus alahem al haharim. If you destroy all the places of avodah zarah, which are on the mountaintops, it says. So the implication is, if they deify the mountain, you don't destroy the mountain. So what do you destroy? You destroy the idol. But it says, how do you translate the word kolam kaim? The answer is the building. You have to destroy the building. So the Gemara says, that's no problem. If the building becomes awesome. The building is zinuk and mechubar. A building is in the karka mam. So the Gemara says over there by Avodah Zarah, it's a totally different forest. It doesn't depend on karka versus metalkalim, and it doesn't depend on yeshu macharei to macharei. The Gemara says the same din. That's how the Rambam reads it. The Tosfos doesn't exactly agree on the Rambam thinks it much better. All the Gemaras read much better according to the Rambam than according to Tosfos. But the Gemara says if a hen lays an egg, a chicken lays an egg, and the egg is no longer attached, and the hen goes away. You shecht the head of it, and the egg is sitting there in the straw, whatever. And no one ever touched it from the time apples fall down from the tree, untouched by human hands. So the Gemara says if someone goes and worships the egg or the apple that is untouched by human hands, so that's the same as karka, that it does not become us. why is it same as karka? But the Rambam formulates the halacha. It's not a word of karka versus metalkalim. That karka oilam doesn't become us. It's more later has a lotion. Karka oilam doesn't become us. So he says, Elohim al hahar, Elohim al hahar, Elohim. But that's not exactly accurate. Where's that gemara? The karka oilam came on that side. Elohim Alaharm Alaharm Alahayt, yes. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Elohim Alaharm is Dvarim chapter Yud Beis, that's by Avodah Zarah. The Gemara sells to, Keber. That a mace is also Ma'anor, that's a Din Daraisa. The Gemara says on the bottom, six lines from the bottom, a Mem Dinam Beis. How do you know that a mace is also Ma'anor? So that's the Gemara Shav, Sham Sham the Eglaru. And then there's another din, Tashmishi Hameit, Arasa Manoa. Tashmishi Hameit is a Machlekes Achreinim, whether the Isa Anoa is the right of the Rabbah. First is on the top of Mem Ches, assumes Tashmishi Hameit and Isa the right. Another Achreinim, Rabbi Kimege, quotes Machlekes Achreinim. Ches, so another Achreinim, where the Tachlichim of the Meit, or the Oren of the Meit, or the Matzeva, all the things that Arasa Manoa, they have to do, the Misham Shameit, are they the right of the Rabbah? So that's a question. That's a question, whether it's the right of the Rabbah. Here the Gemara says, what if you buried a person in a cemetery plot and his offer is karka oilam? So the Gemara says, just like karka oilam is ain't a nesar, by Avodah Zarah, so too karka oilam ain't a nesar. So see, the Gemara quotes right in the middle of Mem Zayin and Zayin. Karka oilam ain't a nesar, so see. And then he quotes the pasuk, Alehem alaharim alaharim alaharim. Yes. So Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Torah b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, one of the Rishonim says, when you dig a grave and you put the body in it, and you fill up the grave with offer, the offer that you put on top of the grave is also banor. The offer on the side is mutta banor, because that's untouched by human hands. But the offer that you put in on top of the grave is also banor. It's mamish karka. It's karka mamish. It's not a vote of karka versus metalkalim. It's not a vote of metalkalim. I'm not right. Versus metalkalim. I'm not right. What's got to do with real estate? The vote is it yeshbo krisis yadadam or is it emo krisis yadadam? Was it handled by a human being or not? So if you have a house that was built, the house was built. Every brick was manufactured, man-made, even if the house was built from stone. But you put the stones together, you make a stone house, so the building is always man-made. So people are mishtakh on the bayis, so the Gemara says, Nessa, I but a bayis is mechubah the karka. The answer is, here it doesn't depend by a way to Zohar. The cloud that karka is made on that series doesn't depend on karka versus the top one. It depends on yesh bot tzitzis yadodim as opposed to ein bot tzitzis yadodim. You can have offer mamish, and it's yesh bot tzitzis yadodim. The offer that's put on top of the grave. It's more so if you have a big field, and the guy worships the field. The same thing if a Jew worships the field, but it's more so a lashon nekiyah. So they said the guy's going to worship the field. Okay. So somebody, some human being, worships the field. The karka oilam ein hanesar. But what happens is part of his religious service, he digs a hole in the field. He digs a hole and he says, this is his act of deification of the field. Then the Gemara said, yesh bot tzitzis yadodim. So the whole field becomes also banor. Haitzach mamish karka. It doesn't make a difference. The din doesn't depend on karka versus metalkalim. Even the egg that the hen lays and the apple that falls down from the tree, calls man that they're untouched by human hands, does consider the ein bot tzitzis yadodim. So that's a different book. That's a different din. That doesn't depend on either of the first two klolim. It depends on a third din. Then you have an hilchos shabbos. That's a different word. That's a different word than Hilchot Shabbos. You have a malacha of kosher. So what if you have, let's say, something is growing in a flower patch, and someone breaks it off in the flower patch? So there's a discussion in Tosfos about Tosfos and the Rambam regarding kosher of something that grows in a nosik nakuv or a nosik chain or nakuv. So some of the Rishonim say that there none of the above has nothing to do with any of the above. The different words, Mokum Gitulah, the thing is growing. There's some kind of a plant that's growing in a flower pot. So if you break off the Yanika, then it's a violation of kosher. So different cases, each case is may be dependent on a different definition of karka versus metalkalim. They're not necessarily all the same. That's how the first day in Tosfos has this breakthrough. That there may be different definitions of karka in connection with different deeds.
Then you find the karka to be only of
No. No, no. He says he defined the whole field. Right. And then the action that he did relates to the whole field. And then it's considered Yesh Bostikus Yad Olam. Yeah. And the heart would be up. So this is quite an important topic. Okay. Any more comments on the Mishnah? Mishnah says that not only do you require death of 20 degrees, but in the process of human beings, we have the pasuk of Harakta Sarisha Vatabema Tarobu. And this is not Balam Shachnim Tashor. That you need a Bezna 23 for Shor Shahara Gesa Odom. You need a Bezna 23 for Shor Hanirva. If a Zokas Raveya Ashor, then you need a Bezna 23. If an Akeva is Nirva, it's by Ashor, Zokar. You also need a Bezna 23. In all of these cases, the Shor becomes also Bahno. Shor Niskal is also Bahno. The original Gemaras are only in Baba Kama, Daphne, with respect to Shor Shahara Gesa Odom. So we have Mishnayos from Masechus Bach and the Terekat HaRubin, where it's clear that when they make a Gmar Din L'Skilo on the Shor HaNirva, the Shor HaRaveh, it also becomes on the Manu. Same thing. The Gemara learns all of this out from the Sukkot. Then the Gemara asks the question, everything, every step of the way you need a Pasuk. Shor Sharova is HaNikeva, Azachar Sharova is HaShor, or Shor Zachar Sharova is HaZachar. The like Gemara has spoken to everything. The Gemara is not sure. It's interesting. It says, "Well, the Gemara asks, what's the din of Shor Sinai to come?" It says, "On the occasion of Anah HaSinai, they menish lo yichyeh. No one was allowed to go on HaSinai until they blew the shofar. Shof the keren ayayvel henu yalu b'hoch. After the Anah HaSinai is all over, and they blow shofar, and they heard the kol shofar blasting, the people didn't blow. They heard the kol shofar blowing, but then everyone is allowed to go on HaSinai because the gushim went away." So the Gemara has this topic. Zayn Remish lo yichye. Says something. Tachal yor yore. The punishment was ilo. So what about Shor Sinai bekama? The Tosfos writes and says, "Vavam and Zayin, we're not for Shor Sinai bekama. Ish Sinai lo kama boiling." In the book of the Summer, this they knew that they needed a Bezna of 23 to administer din in the Pashas for a human being who would walk up on our feet. This was Yadua already. Why was that Yadua? The Tosfos doesn't really explain it, but it's a Gemara later. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk Shom Sam Lachol Hamishpat Shom Yisrael, so the Gemara says that the Mara is Tavu Aladinim Anun Vav Hamadei. So the Gemara says Shom in the city Mara Sam Lachol Hamishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people dinim. In addition to the seven mitzvahs of Merach, they were given dinim in Mara. They were given dinim in another two mitzvahs. They added up to the sum total of 10. Esa mitzvah is Nisari Tov in Mora, Shev Shekibel Alein, Menef, Vesif Alein, Dinim Shabbos and Kibel Abiyah. So the Mora asks, Dinim? Dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs in Nineach. What do you mean that was added on in Mora? So the Mora says, on Yitzvah Ha'ela, the Din that you require a dozen of 23. That by Bnei Noach is sufficient to take that with the Dain Echot. And when Bnei Yisrael, we're in Mora, so the Mora gave him the Halachas, all the details of Dinim that you need, Eidah, the Eidim, the Hatzroah. You need a Bezna of 23 as Eidor. You have to have two Eidim instead of Eidechos. You have to have Asurah. By the Minoyach, there's no need for Asurah. There's a further question of Machlek is Rashi and the Rambam. What do you need that by the Minoyach, there's no need for Asurah? Means even if he violates the Aver of the Shogeg, he still gets the Einish Mitzvah. So Rashi writes. And the Rambam writes, that's impossible. Well, guys, Rashi doesn't have the Aver of the Shogeg. He gets an Einish Mitzvah. Why should he get an Einish Mitzvah of the Shogeg? No. Has to be clear to the witnesses that he's violating the Aver of the Nezid, but you don't need the formality of Hatzroah. Hatzroah is a special coolant that we say the Hitzin Ho'eda. Unless that somebody gave Hatzroah tested in Hebrew immediately prior to the violation of the Aver, we consider the Aver as if it were done to Shoyim. But it's not really true. It wasn't really done to Shoyim, the Aver was done to Nezid. So that coolant only applies to Bnei Yisrael. So then Mara, there was no such coolant. If the Noach violates Aver B'Nezid, even though there was no Hatzroah, he's going to give the Eidah. That's how the Rambam says it. Rashi has things, the Lech HaMishnah points out, not where he's Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi writes the strange way, that Bnei Noach gets the death penalty even if they violate the Aver B'Shoik. How can it be? Very, very Rashi. There's such a strange thesis on the first Daf in Tzmurah. These are Gemara in Tzmurah, and later in Tzmurah. The thesis on Teis HaMaral, from the opening list, the thesis quotes. The Gemara says later in Tzmurah that Tzmurah doesn't make a difference whether the person makes Tzmurah the shaking of the name, whether he realized that he's doing wrong or not.
So what do you mean it doesn't make a difference? The Pashup shot and the Gemara means it doesn't make a difference whether he was aware that he's doing wrong or not, the Gemara will take effect. Oh, who is Murat Yakari? The Gemara will take effect. But the Talmud is not going to get Malkus if he violated out there the Shege. That's the Pashup shot. The Tzitzis has one opinion. They keep on, he quotes the two opinions, they keep on insisting. There's one opinion in Bali Tzitzis that the man gets Malkus for violating the Avera of Tzmur, even though he violated Avera, the Shegeh. Very strange. Where do we ever hear such a strange thing? A person doesn't have Avera, the Shegeh, and he gives Malkus. That's how Tzitzis quotes one opinion. And the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, the first Pirush HaMishnayis in Masech of Shabbos, we don't have this anywhere else. The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah does not say it, and there's no other Rishon say. The Rambam in the first Pirush HaMishnayis in Masech of Shabbos says, normally we don't punish a person if he violates an Avera of the Shegeh, only if he violates the Eidus. He says there's one exception to the rule, Shivcha Harusa. The Shivcha Harusa is Mizana with somebody. So the Pasuk says that we distinguish between the punishment Shemagia to the Shivcha Harusa and the punishment that's Magia to the Boel. The Boel gets away with bringing an Asham Shivcha Harusa. Then the Shegeh came amazing. He doesn't get any Malkus on Misa, even though he's Boel Eishudish. The Shivcha Harusa is articulation dish. So the Halacha says that Eishus is incomplete. So even if he's Boal HaShivcha HaRusa the Nezid, he gets away with bringing Hashem Shivcha HaRusa. And she, the Rambam says, she gets Malkus even if she violated the Aver, the Shogim. How can it be? She violates the Aver, the Shogim, and she gets Malkus. Who ever heard of such a thing? It's ridiculous. That's what the Rambam writes. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't write like that. He quotes all the Divin HaShivcha HaRusa, he doesn't write like that. The same thing that says it on the first Daf Yisura, very same. That's the Shvera Rashi. Rashi writes on the Gemara that before the days of Morah, Morah in Tavu Aladinim, they were commanded and the requirement for Eid of the Eid in the Hasra. And before Morah, they had the status like the Noach, so there was no need for Eid of in week 23. But the Noach was like the Dayan Hasra. There was no requirement for Eid in. The two Eid in, Eid Echad is enough. The Gemara says, the Noach was there for Eid Echad for the Dayan Echad. And there is also no requirement for Hasra. So what does that mean? So whereas the Rambam says, if it looks to the Eidim, if it appears that he's doing that there, Nezid, so he gets the punishment. So the Rashi says, no, even if it's clear to the Eidim that he's doing that there, B'Shogeg, he still gets the Einish Misa. Even Einish Misa, but the Noach is violating that there, B'Shogeg, very strange Rashi. The Pashtus is like the Rambam said, okay, how can you give an Einish Misa, or Malkus, for that matter? How can you give a person a punishment if he's violating that there, B'Shogeg? So getting back over here. So the Mora was prior to Matan Teres. When it says in the Aseret HaDibros, this was proclaimed on Shavuot, on Maimon HaSinai, when it says, Kabeira Tzadich HaVetimecha, Kasher Tzivitzicho, so the Mora says there, on Adav, on Nun Zayin. Where was the Kasher Tzivitzicho? Kasher Tzivitzicho was the Mora. On Nun Zayin, where was it? On Nun Vavon Zayin. That they were, Kasher Tzivitzicho means the Mora. And Shabbos and Kibbutz is said by both. Shabbos and Kibbutz Abiyah were given prior to Maimon HaSinai. It was Nitzavu Aleihem B'Mora. For this we know that the Dezden of 23 was needed for Odom Sinai. So that was already given to B'Mora, that you need eight of the eight of Masai. You need a Dezden of 23 to administer Dina Nefashis to a Ben Yisrael who deserves such an item. The Shaila is, what about the Shor Sinai? Does the Shor Sinai also need a Bezna 23 or not? So that's when the Gemara comes up with that pasuk that yes, that you do need 23. The Taisus asks the Kasha, what does the Gemara ask Shor Sinai become? Why shouldn't the Gemara object to the whole discussion? They should ask, my the Habi Habi? That's the second half of the Taisus in the Maskal Shor Sinai become. There's a quote, and in Masechus Yuma, Dafei, the Gemara asks, take the Elvishon Habit, Moshe Rabbeinu put on the big tekuna on Aaron Avonah when he made them into Kohanim. The Gemara has this discussion. The Gemara says, well, why not Kemina? Why the Haba Habi? It's never going to happen again in the history of the world. It was once in the history of the Hirah Shor. So isn't it Bikul Torah? The Gemara says it constitutes Bikul Torah to discuss things that are only Hirah Shor. Liman HaTorah is only Dinam that are Luteris. Even if the Dinam are never going to come up in a million years, even if it's then Torah Mora, Shalahoi, Belugat Zidios, but still Rosh Mekabon Kat, when you learn Hilchus Yoni Dachas, and Hilchus Bayis HaMinuga, and Hilchus then Torah Mora, you're learning Yechevi Kabbalah, but you're learning something that's only Haruah Shoah, that's not Halacha, unless it's Lemizbar Kroi,
If you look, the Meshech Chachma has a lot on Chomish and Hayro Ashur. The big Kiddush of the Meshech Chachma, he tells you what the Hayro Ashur was. I think that the whole state is difficult there. He doesn't even know the Midrash right, because he explains a lot of strange things in the Pesukim and Chumash. A lot of things that are bolek in Chumash, but you don't understand. Why does it say like this? Should it say Taker? The Gemara says in Yumas, that's what? Midrash right. That's a mitzvah to learn Talmud Torah, to learn the text of the Chumash. But here, short thing as it came off, it's not a question of interpreting nothing. In fact, it's not a question of interpreting any Pesukim. There's nothing strange about the Pesukim of Chumash. And it's never going to be again in the history of the world that it's going to be a short thing. So what are we discussing in Shartin? We're talking about a Hayu Ashur. It's never going to be repeated again. And it's not an issue that this back right, so it should be difficult to say. It's like entertainment. Stop. Entertainment. It's like a kashin. It's not like watching television. What do we can worry about? Have a whole tilfel over here. Shartin Adikama. It's not Nagel Allah. So then the Iri on this dot has a fantastic Kiddush. He said, it is Nagel Allah. He says, the Gemara says in Tzachim, that why is it that on the occasion of Mamre Hasina, all the married people had to go to Mikvah? Because a Balkari or a Poletta Shishbazer is not permitted to participate in the Mamre Hasina. Why not? So he says, because that's a Tumah Hayotah of the Gufa. Balkari and Poletta Shishbazer is considered a Tumah Hayotah of the Gufa. And the Gemara in Tzachim seems to say that Maimon HaSinai, the whole area where Bnei Yisrael were, had the status of Har Habayit. There are three machanas, it says in Parashat Nosoi. Shachman HaMachana called Saruah, called Zob, called Tomei Vatotesh. It says the word machana three times there. But the Gemara understands that there are three machanas. There's machana Shechina, the Yazar, then there's machana Leviyah, that's Har Habayit, and then there's machana Yisrael, that's Yerushalayim. And the three Tmeyim, called Saruah, called Zob, called Tomei Vatotesh, so they represent the three different meanings of Tumas HaMachna. Tomei Lo Nefesh is the Tumas Magad. He's only, Menhater is only Osir in the Azor. And Menhater is Mutter in the whole Harabai. The Rabbanon, Mishnah says in the first Teres and Kalim that they asked the Tomei Meis, Tomei Sheret for that matter, they asked all of the, whoever's Tomei, who are Tumas Magad, not a Tumas Yosu, but they asked them to mention the Chil. The Chil is the inner section of the Harabai. The first 10 Amos or so, I don't know exactly how far, but at least the first 10 Amos of Har Habayit, they left it on the Din D'oraita that it's only made to submit it there. And after the first 10 Amos is the Chil, so then the Rabbanon, they prohibited its name Mason from entering in the Chil, into the Chil. Then there's a third section in the Har Habayit that's called Ezus Noshin. Ezus Noshin made a bigger Chumra. Not only is only Mason is not allowed to enter, even one who went to Mikveh, let's say a person who went to Mikveh, he didn't have Harav Shemit. So if you're a full Yom, so the Allah only says you're not allowed to eat Shuma. That's the first Mishnah in Rukhah. Emet HaKonis HaShmabu HaRach Mishah Shokhan Mishnah from Rukhah to Shuma. The Kohen is only allowed to eat the Shuma if he has deal in a mikveh with Arab Shemit. He's not allowed to eat Shuma, he's not allowed to eat Kachin. He's not allowed to enter the Azara. Enter the Azara is also Menatara for a full Yom. Still he has Arab Shemit. But enter the Harabai, he's Muslim Menatara. And with the Rabbanah, the Meir Chumra, it's full Yom. He's not allowed to enter into the Ezra's Noshim. That's the third section. Then I tell the whole Harabai to the section. The Rabbanah made three sections in the Harabai. So the outer section is before you get to the Chil. And then Chil is the second section, and Ezra's Noshim is the third section. So in each area has its own dinim. But to enter the Chil, they made a Chumra with the Rabbanah that one who has a Tomei Neis is not. Then I tell Tomei Neis only also in the Azar. And the Rabbanah the Yasser is Tomei Neis, even in the Chil. That's what by Yasser, it's not Shas today, everybody's a Tomei Neis. You don't have any Yasser for it. It's not Shas that anyone should be able to get rid of the Yasser for it. Get rid of the Tumas. But we're not permitted to enter into the Azor, we're not permitted to enter into the inner parts of the Harabai. The only discussion is on the outer parts of the Harabai, before you get the first 10 of before you get to the Chil. So those who go on the guided tours on the Harabai, they have to know where they're going. They go to Mikveh, they don't need Harav Shemit. So they're not bringing them into the Ezra's Noshim. They can't even bring them into the Chil, which is before the Ezra's Noshim. So it's all about that Tnei Mason. Days of the early days of the Amoraim, the Gemara says in Midah, the first parak in Midah, Chachmei Bavel heard that Chavraya Medaken B'Galilo, that the Talmid HaChachamim still had Eifa Parah in the Galil of Eretz Yisrael. They would still be Matahir people who were Tnei Mason with the Eifa Parah that was left over from the Bai Shein period. They would still do it in order to become Tohar, in order to eat Truma. Bai Shein you can't eat, because Man Shein Beis Amid Mishkai.
standing down in Hashem, you have to have a mizbeach for them. You can't bring korbanos, it's not a mizbeach again. But in order to eat truma, you have to be, Torah. You have to have rye, and that can be galila. You still do the haras paras and the double manas, that we don't have any eifat paras. How are we ever going to get eifat paras? How are we ever going to make a paraduma? The people who do the ceremony of the paraduma, they themselves have to be Torah. So if we assume that everybody is son of May, how are we ever going to make a paraduma? It's going to be a problem. We have to wait till the Eliyahu HaNavi comes. We have to tell us how we're going to make a paraduma. So again, so the Gemara learns that from the Pesukim. The Gemara stuff learns that it says three times Machane. So Mechumen connects the three Machanes: Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, and Machane Yisrael. Machane Shechina is the Azorah, Machane Leviyah is the whole Har HaBayit, Machane Yisrael is Yerushalayim. And it says that there are three Tameim who are the Yishalchum and HaMachane, Shiluach Tameim. The Ruah and Zod and Tomei Lamnoch. So Tomei Lamnoch is the lowest level of Tumah. The Tumah's Mazel. Tumah didn't develop in his body. He's only Osur in a Torah. He's only also a master's team. And I thought he was allowed to go. Valkyrie. Valetra Shechleza. These seven people are considered Tumah Yotol of the Gufa. So one who has a Tumah Yotol of the Gufa is not permitted in Atar to go anywhere in the whole Harabai. That's the question. Let's say a person knows he's a Valkyrie. So he goes to the mikveh, sure. He goes to the mikveh, he's no longer a balkari. He's allowed to go on the first 10 amos in the Harabai. The question is, does he have to be concerned that maybe he's a zav? Maybe he became once a zav and he wasn't aware of it. So that's a little safer, that they were selling in a base medrash, that's a possibility. It brings up on it. He quotes to Machlok and Sakhrenim about that. Does every person have to be concerned, and every man has to be concerned maybe he's a zav? We have four. If the guy would be a zav, it's a sickness, he would have gone to a doctor. He would know that he's a zav. Why should anybody assume that anyone who doesn't know otherwise is a zav? If it takes a wife, by women, the woman becomes a lead or a zav, depending on what day in the month it is. And she has the exact same way as zav. It just depends on the calendar. So if the woman is a toa, there's a sense of the feminine kid, she doesn't remember where she's holding. But if she's holding this part of the month, that part of the month, but then she becomes a zav. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in the end of Nidah, that's from above, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, at the end of the series of time, he made it very good that we treat all the Nashim as Tolo, as if they don't remember where they're holding. And whenever the woman has a Miyazam, you have to be concerned, maybe she has a din of a Zavo. But for a man to be a Zav and a Balkari, not the same thing. Balkari is a Shechmezer Kamzat, a Zav is a sicker. But the guy would certainly know if he's a zav. He would go to a doctor if he has a tumah zivah. The fact that people don't remember having any zivah, so most of that find him assumed that, hesitation. Why should you assume that every man is not sure is a zav? It doesn't make any sense to have such a thing. One of the gedolim in the 1700s came up with an einfach. There were only Spanish gedolim originally in the 1700s. But he wrote the sefer Chazay Nochum. On Mishnayis Taras and on Mishnayis Kotzim. But the Chazay Nochum, not to be confused with the Shabin Aron's brother, who wrote a statement of Chazay Nochum before the Second World War, that was a Galutiana going. This was a Spanish going from Eretz Yisrael in the 1700s. So the Chazay Nochum has a Chiddush on Mishnayis, that everybody today has a din of a Zav. What's that? Is there a bun? Why? Because the Gemara, he claims that the Gemara says we treat every Am Ha'aretz as a Zav. So why is everybody in Am Ha'aretz? Why everyone is in Tamachachim is not a Zav? No. It doesn't depend on Tamachachim versus Am Ha'aretz. The Gemara, in the days of the Tanaim, in Am Ha'aretz, he's a person who wasn't so observant. He's like a masculish person, a muscular, a conservative Jew, a reformed Jew. That would be an Am Ha'aretz. The Imam Brachas and other sisters have different opinions what the definition of Amar. The one definition of Amar is a person does give a Torah education to his children. So all the Orthodox Jews do give a Torah education. Whoever does send the children to the Brit, education, you give Ramah's education, it's also Torah education. Doesn't have to be the highest level of education. Or what opinion is, doesn't say Kriyashma. All the Orthodox Jews basically do say Kriyashma, doesn't wear tefillin. Orthodox Jews wear tefillin. So why should you declare everybody's Amar? One opinion in Amar, Eidu Amar,
So we have all of dinim. You can't be mitzarif into a tension in zilman and so on and so forth. All the various dinim. One opinion in Gemara is a person who is mizalzel in the laws of tumah v'taharah. That's what the Chazon Nachum says. Today, everybody, no one is mizim in the laws of tumah v'taharah. That's problematic because we find in the Sefer Akuzari when the Chaver is presenting the whole story of Judaism to the king. The king has a dream that he has pure religious motivation, but he's worshipping the wrong religion. But he decided he's going to invite a representative from Islam, Christianity, so those are the two major religions. He's not going to invite anybody from the Jewish religion, because the Jewish religion was so mabuza, it doesn't make sense that that should be the correct religion. Then at the last minute, he changed his mind. At least one of the representatives started to present their merchandise, present their religion, so he fell in love with the Jewish religion. And then he asked a lot of questions of the rabbi. He was convinced that the Jewish religion is true, and then he converted, and he got the whole cabinet in his country to convert. And after a period of time, got all the whole population converted. So this is the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the student of the Rif. He wrote a lot of the Mirvet Rishadim, and he wrote a lot of the famous Tisha B'Av, and the Piyut, and the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He wrote a lot of poems. He wrote the Kuzari. So this is a historical novel, the way he writes it. But this is a piece of history. It is a fact that the whole Malkus HaKuzari is converted. They had contact with the Jewish communities in Cordoba. They sent Rabbanim there every 50 years. They sent Rabbanim to preach Torah. They used to correspond. They still have letters from that time. The way the Rabbanim in Spain were guiding these whole people, the Kuzari. So in the conversation that he imagined that they must have had, so he has the king is asking the Chaver, the rabbi, you guys are so orthodox and you observe everything that it says in the Bible, so how come you don't go to mikveh? It says in Leviticus chapter this and that you gotta go to mikveh. This happened in Kenan, a couple of weeks before they made the mikveh in Kenan. But they had to have an open meeting where the public came to discuss their questions about the mikveh. So there was one Schwarzer, Rabbi Nathan Gordon told us in the Shira. There was one black man who kept on asking questions. He wants to know, what do they do in the mikveh? He says, the women go in the mikveh, they go into the water, they come out, they dry themselves off, they go home. What else do they do? So they put on nail polish when they come out. They move the nail polish, put out of nail polish. What else do they do? Because they dry their hair with the hair dry. What else do they do? They kept on giving more description. Chunks. Thank you very much. So then there's a coffee break around 11 o'clock at night, and this is a long session. Rabbi Gordon walked up to the back and asked him, what do you keep on asking? What else do they do? What do you want to know? Because in the Leviticus, in chapter so-and-so, it says that you have to slaughter the birds. And if you're going to slaughter birds, I don't want to have any mixed in peanuts. And by the way, I thought you guys are Orthodox. How come you don't slaughter the birds? So that's what the Melech HaKuzari, the Chaver, asked him, how come it says in the Bible you have to go whenever you go to a funeral? You have to go to mikveh, you have to do whenever you touch a dead mouse, you got to go to mikveh. How come you guys don't go to the mikveh? You guys are not Orthodox. So the Chaver, the rabbi, answers that the whole concept of tumah is only relevant when it's in conflict with Kedusha. If you want to eat tumah, if you want to eat kachim, if you want to eat maishishen, if you want to be makir, if you want to enter the Beit HaMikdash, if you want to enter Yerushalayim, then you have to be tumah. So the tumah and Kedusha are tied to the stuff. And then the rabbi cries and he says, we live so far away from the Beit HaMikdash, we don't have any maishishen in the Kutzlan, we don't have any tumah, we don't have any kachim. I don't have any avodas hakavanah, so the whole issue of tumah the time is irrelevant to tumah. And the melech asks him, how come the women go to mikveh? He says, no, taras hamishpacha has nothing to do with tumah. The taras is totally unrelated to tumah. That's what the objection was to what the Chazon Nachum said. Chazon Nachum says that today, nobody is living in tumah the taras, and therefore we all have a din of amha'or. So the other gedolim, the chidor, the Shidam, they all disagree. They said, what do you mean? The Gemara says, if the person is mezalzel in tumah v'taharah, we're not mezalzel in tumah v'taharah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have any tumah tea, we don't have any kachim tea, we don't have any mitzvah shaydei tea. So no one is mezalzel in tumah v'taharah. The whole issue is death in Manazel. The whole issue is irrelevant. No one is mezalzel, so he helps us make a difference. If you're not nizer in tumah v'taharah, even though you're not in violation of anything, you're not mezalzel, but the Chazon Nachum held that everybody has a din of amha'ara. That was Chiddush number one, that the others disagreed. All the contemporaries disagreed. They said there is no such thing. We don't have a din of Amar. Then he said Chiddush number two was, he claimed, the Chazon Nachum claimed, that whoever is an Am HaAretz has a din like a Zav, Nidr Rabbanon,
even with respect to himself, that we don't allow an Amoritz to walk on the Har HaBayis, because in the Rabbanim he's a Zav, and we don't allow a Zav to walk on the Har HaBayis, because Ziva is a Tzav Yotzal Yibuva. Zav Zav and Nidhi Aledet and Mitzvara, while carrying Palat Yishuk Lazeret, these seven, are Tzav Yotzal Yibuva. But the other Gedolim held, it's not true. The Mishnayot only say, and Amoritz is Tzamei Vizavi Achover. If Digde Amoritz, I'm never to push it. If an Amoritz will touch my Begodim, or will talk to me with saliva, and Amoritz says, the saliva of the Amoritz will bounce on my Begodim, so it'll be considered like, I have to treat him as if he's a Zav, and this is Bayonet HaZav, the Yorek HaZav HaTohar, so the Tohar becomes Tohar. But there's no din that we treat the Amoritz like a Zav B'nei Vey. They tell the Amoritz, you're not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis. That's what they said, there is no such thing. So the Chazon Ochman said, no, that's what it means. The Amoritz is Zinu Kizav, even they know the Ben Atmo Le'atmo. Not only it is relationship to the Chaverim, it's even the Gabi himself. But that was the whole Chumrah. The Chazon Ochman raises this question, why is it that no one ever went on the Har HaBayis? True, everybody's coming May, they can't enter into the Chil, but why can't you enter into the first 10 Amis? So that's what Rabbi Goren says, let's go into the first 10 Amis. That's what they're doing there, they can throw them out. And many people go to the first 10 Amis in the Har HaBayis. So this issue was raised in the 1700s. Why didn't anybody go in the Har HaBayis? The same chesed. But this was the official answer that the Chazon Ochman gave. And his contemporaries have brought him in. They disagreed with him. They said it's not correct. But both premises are not true. We don't see everybody, we don't treat everybody as an Amoritz. No one is mitzvah. You have Orthodox people who are mitzvah and mitzvah. They're not resolved on the Tumah Tara. The issue of Tumah Tara never comes up, like the Chavre tells the Melech HaKuzari. We're not in violation of the laws of Tumah Tara. It's only when it's in contradiction to Kiddusha. We don't come into any contact with the Yoni Kiddusha. So the Iri writes on our daf on this topic of Shor Sinai Bekamos, the first verse of the Kasha, might not have a habit, Bipul Torah. It's not the Lizba Kroi. Let me say it's the Lizba, that's the time. Shem and Mwela, the Lizba Kroi. Maybe it's the Lizba Kroi. Very schwer, what's the Lizba Kroi? The Meshav Pach was always the Lizba Kroi. The Meshav Pach has tons of Torah, I think more than half of the Sefer. It's about Hoyra, sure. He made a new, Meshav Pach just discovered a new chunk of Torah that no one ever noticed. How to read all the Hoyra, sure. Everything was there. So many Hoyra, sure. You have so many psukim that don't read straight, so he knocks them and goes with psukim. This by Rosh Hashanah, that by Rosh Hashanah. Okay? That's from this by Kroi, because you have strange psukim. Difficult to say here. He says, maybe, Shem by the Mizba Kroi. Maybe over here it's also, how is it the Mizba Kroi? Very schwer over here. And the Kasha is, it's not relevant to our mothers. Imam is people terrorists. So what are they kibbutzing around in your show scene at the Tama? So the Miri claims, no, not kibbutzing. This din is a din with Dairus. Just like at the time of Maimon HaSinai, Har Sinai had the status of Har HaBayis, that the Haran Sofim says, Shiluach Tamei Ben Amachna, why is it that the men and the women have to be Toivo, the married people are in Toivo? The men who are Balkari, the women who are Palet, the Shifazer. Why do they have to be Toivo? Because the Maimon Har Sinai had the status like Har HaBayis, and everybody had to be taught. Those who were Tamei Mason didn't have to be Matai themselves. Those who had a Tumah Yosel and the Bukhoi had to remove that Tumah. So the Miri claims that the din of Shor Sinai was not only a Hayra Shor that applied to Har Sinai, it applies to Zman Hazeh to the whole Har HaBayis. No one is allowed to walk up on the Har HaBayis unnecessarily. Whoever goes on the Har HaBayis, Chai Shkila, good morning, really? Chai Shkila go on the Har HaBayis, Chai Shkila. You need a Bezman of 23. But if one wants to know, Halacha Maisa Bizman Hazeh, a behemoth goes up on the Har HaBayis. Very strange. No one else agrees with this meaning. A very strange meaning. So no one's allowed to go just for fun. No one's allowed to go on the Har HaBayis unnecessarily. If you do, then you're chayav shkila. That's very strange. This is a big problem. What if it was a kasha hakina b'kama? So they say the name of Ravazal is Soloveitchik, that the Gemara has a whole discussion. Apparently, it is worth discussing. How come the Rambam doesn't quote the Maskonas HaGemara? The Rambam said the Rambam does quote. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he starts off a Perek. He says, Din in the Nefashis of a Behemah has the same status as Din in the Nefashis of an Odom that you need 23. So how did he know to word it like that? So that's what Rambam said. The Rambam understood that was the Gemara's topic. Is it a local Din in Shor Shahar Gita Odom, and Shor Haraveh, and Shor Hanirva, and
and the Sharsha Rava Tazakhar. A local din here, a local din there, each one is a four local dinim. Sharsha Rava Taisha, Sharsha Rava Tazakhar, Sharsha Nira Mizakhar. And Sharan Niska by the Sharsha Rava, each one is a separate din. But there's no common denominator. It's not that Ashab, it's not that din in the Pashas of Behemoth. Need Chav Gimel, then Shor Sinai would be the Gimel, you know, you don't need Chav Gimel. Or should I say that it's one general din in the Pashas of the Behemoth, need Chav Gimel. And that was the Gemara's Peshitas, that din in the Pashas of the Behemoth, need Chav Gimel. So the Rambam quoted it, the Rambam writes. Din in the Pashas of the Behemoth, need Chav Gimel. That's how the Rambam knew to word it like that, and that's how we understood the Gemara's Igbar. What's an Afkamina Lalach? I don't know. What's an Afkamina Bizman Azeh? Whether it's one universal din. That all din in the Pashas of the Behemoth needs Chav Gimel? Well, it's not. It's just a local din in each case. I don't know. The whole Nachkinina is only for Shor Sinai. So the Nachkinina is irrelevant. But the Hakira without a Nachkinina. So the Rambam took a stand on that. The Rambam formulated the Gimel. That's how they say in the name of Abel. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara Sofik by Shor Sinai become. Then there is a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah regarding all of these wild animals. Azeva ariv, azeva anoma ve'abardalu. The one opinion is you start from the Etzim Shloisha, you need a Bezlam 23. Lezen says you don't need a Bezlam 23. Rabbi Kiva says you do need a Bezlam 23. Rabbi Kiva says the exact same thing as the Tanakama. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva Hanu Tanakama. He just says you need a Bezlam 23. Why do they have it twice? That's 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says maybe they're arguing regarding Nochas, that the Tanakama gave you the full list. As they were talking about Baglis Va'a Nochas. And Rabbi Kiva maybe disagrees. He holds Nochas, he's masking with Rabbi Lezen. Kala Kaidim Avim Nochas, that you don't need a Bezna's 23. Okay. And what does a blazer hold? Kol HaKadim HaZachah by all of these, Arzei Bariv, Adam HaBad Mufanachash, all of them, Kol HaKadim HaZachah, what kind of a din is that? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that a blazer sheet is only provided the Ushe Hilitzu. Avaloi Hilitzu, lo, Alma Kusali Yeshlam Targus. They're building Yeshua and Bailam. You're permitted to keep Azeba Riva Dagna Namaba Barbos in your apartment if you can train them to behave. So Yeshua and Tarbos, you can train them. Yeshua and Bailam, therefore, this person is allowed to keep it around the house. Let's say you would have an animal that it's impossible to train, and you're not allowed to keep it around the house. So the Allah is saying, Zaymah and Bailam. There's no Issa Zayla if someone else comes and shoots you or steals it. That's a Tosef in Hilai. It says like that also. I'm traveling on the highway, and I see somebody has Hilayim growing in his field, and he didn't destroy it. So it says there's no violation of Gezel for me to walk in and to yank out the Hilayim. Because the Bala Sadr isn't supposed to have it in his Sadr. Since he's not allowed to have it, there's no Isik Zeil. Let's say a guy has, I remember when I was a student in the dormitory here, so I moved into one of the rooms and there was a whole stack full of dirty magazines. I took them all and I put them in the garbage. And one of the guys said, the Balabas is going to make me pay. So I said, let him bring me towards the Imperium. Let him bring me towards the Imperium. The Bezim's going to pass. I said, I'm puffy. He's not allowed to have it. The person has in his possession something that he's not allowed to have. If it's Eimlahem Tarbus, then it's Eimlahem Balabas. If it's Eishlahem Tarbus, then it's Eishlahem Balabas. That's the concept in Klein. That if a person has Chomets Betesim, person has in his Rishus Chomets Betesim. So the Achraim say, I'm permitted to destroy the Chomets Betesim. There's no violation of Gezel when I go and I destroy another new Chomets Betesim. Like the Tosefta says in Klein. If the guy has Klein growing in his field, and it's the Isser, he's not allowed to have it. So there's no Isser up today. So that's what Umar says, this is totally Zebuzet. If Eilam Tarbus, if there's no way, if you can hold Eilam Tarbus, and therefore Eilam Bailam, the guy has no right to have it, but it's not done in the Vesecha. He's not allowed to leave it around the house. He's not allowed to leave it around the house. So Kol HaKoydim Lahargan Drocha, what is he doing here? What is he doing? He can keep it. He can keep the dead body if he wants. There's no reason to say because the guy has no right to leave it around the house in the basement. The Shaila is a coin to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Yeshlan Tarbus and therefore Yeshlan Bailin, you can't tame these animals and therefore they're not Hefker, the guy has the right to keep it. And the only time Rav Lezer says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to kill it is only the Elisu. So what kind of a din is that? If he needs to, then you're allowed to kill it. I would have said, Pashup Shad, what I would have said is incorrect. I would have said, Pashup Shad, It's what they told Yeshlan Tarbut, therefore Yeshlan Bala. But if they need to, then it's a Gloy Milkala Mafreya that weren't able to take it. And therefore, you have a right to kill it because Lot doesn't done them as a Secha. But it should still be Mutabah No. It should be like taking away Minayin Shalik, a lot of the Kelab Rabbah Tel Feis, and Tulum Aruah Tel Feis. So you have to take away Shanem on the Sot, and done them as a Secha. So the Gemara says that my Pshad is wrong. If you are like Rish Lakish, who he needs to, then when you kill it, then the Gemara says it's going to be after Bah No. Ela the Rish Lakish, how can you say the Gemara is a Kasha? According to Rish Lakish, how can the Braisa use a Lashon that's a Sef, use a Lashon? Well, the Mishnah has to call HaKoidim Lahargan, Zocha, what do you mean call HaKoidim Zocha? Call HaKoidim Zocha sounds like you can keep the dead body. How can it be? But if you all like Rish Lakish, Kibish and Nisu, Shabin and Rabban and command the Gomad Dinai, these two have no meaning. Where did they get that from? But according to Rish Lakish, Shabin and Rabban and command the Gomad Dinai, but these two have no meaning. You see the Gemara holds, if your life is shlok and Rushay needs to, it's not that it's a glory of Nosulam Akhre that this particular animal is Ein Lahem Tarbut. And therefore Ein Lahem Bailam, and therefore you have a right to kill it because it's Lotatum Dhamma Dreisah. No! The verse is, Shalina Rabbana, we consider it command the Gomad Dinayu, we consider it as if the Bezin had convened, as if a Bezin of 23 had convened. If the Bezin had declared command the Gomad Dinayu, as if the Bezin had declared as the Mardin that the shore is Osman, the Yisuri Hanonim is going to be Osman. What kind of a halach is that? So that, in Baba Kama, that concept is known as Obedin is Din of Adachet. The Gemara has a Shaila in the second paragraph of Baba Kama. Why is a Shaila? A Talmachoch knows what the Din is. Let's say Talmachoch knows what the Din is. And someone is stealing my property. So am I allowed to go back him over the head? Grant back my property or not, or do I have to go to business? But the Gemara says, hey, because he kept saying, the guy stole my, he's stealing my water, and he's feeding it to his behavior. I'm going to wait till the police come, so they go to business, and he'll use up all the water. I don't have any water to feed my behavior, or to water my field. But then, hey, because he kept saying, the Kuli Amal of Kuli, everybody agrees, and other leaders do not check. He permitted to take the law into your own hand, if he's a source of the Rabban, he knows this is. And he knows for sure that he's entitled to the water. The other guy's not entitled, which is absolutely obvious. But the Gemara has a shayla, what about Hechad the Lekka Seder? Hechad he can say that, then you say, Ovid in Israel. What about Hechad the Lekka Seder? So then the Gemara has another case. What about Lafushin Neisura? The Gemara says, what if you had an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri is Mutab Shimchat Sinus. But then it comes Sheikh, or comes Yovel. The Eved Ivri goes free. And he loves this shikta, he loves the Shifchat Tanis. He doesn't want to go home. He wants to stay with the Shifchat Tanis. So, Kozman, that he was still an Eved Ivri, he was Mutter the Shifchat Tanis. Once he's out to the Sheikh, once the 6 years are up, and once it comes to the Yoigo, then he's no longer an Eved Ivri. He's no longer an Eved Ivri, so he's also the Shifchat Tanis. We have to tell him he's not allowed to live with her. He's going to continue to live with her. So, if they're going to go to the Desi and tell the Rabban that they have to do something about it, then they're going to put together a Desna 3 to prevent him from living with the Shulchan Zayin. They'll violate the Yisra. He's going right now to violate the Yisra. The Gemara says, whenever it's Lafush in the Yisura, it has the same status as Echadik and Seda, whenever someone's stealing my water, he's going to steal the water. I won't, by the time I go to Desna, the police will catch him. They won't be able to stop him from using it. He will have already used up all the water, I'll have it Seda. The Gemara says, Echadik and Seda, Echadik and Lafush in the Yisura, then you say, Obedin is Dina Lafshir. So the Gemara there has an expression. Echad Lafush and Eisura, when you have the Eved Ivri, and you go to Mishesh of the Yovel, and he doesn't want to leave the Shifchat Ninus, he enjoys her company. But then the Gemara says, not as Yadai Kishliach Bezdin, just like the Shliach Bezdin has a right to beat people up, so this person has a right to beat up the Eved Ivri in order to prevent them from doing the Aved. The Gemara has an interesting expression, not as Yadai Kishliach Bezdin, and that's why you have the right Lafush and Eisura. That's why you have a right Echad Ikat Sefer. You see in the Gemara, the Shach wrote a Sefer that's called Tokfa Koyim. Shach was a Koyim. The name of the Shach Sefer is Sitzei Koyim. It's a Koyim. The name of Shach Sai Koyim. But the name of the Sefer on Koyish Mishnah is not Shach Sai Koyim, it's called Sitzei Koyim. The little Sefer Tokfa Koyim is all about Sofik Mom. How do you deal with a case of Sofik Mom and whether Sitzei helps or Sitzei does? On the theme of the Sugi, and love Mitzvah Dabor, and that's the point, what's the deal? You have a suffix before, and you find with it, so can you find people that we have to surrender it and give it back to the former? So he said, I must not well have arrived. The Bible says, I have to give it to him. So what if he's hungry? Then what is it? All this stuff. So the Shachan is saying, the Shachan comes towards the Bach, who points out this Gemara. For many years, this Gemara was hidden. No one ever was awake, fully awake when they read the Gemara. When it's at the Pharisee, come on, Baba Kam. The Gemara is towards the end of the Sukkot. Of an English Shachan Abshay. So the Gemara finally says, it's a Flachush in these Surah, not just the other, the Shriach says then. And he has the Hefter of Shriach says, just like the Shriach says, and has the right to beat people up. That's the Gemara in Elam Adalcom, Shriach says, has the Hefter to beat people up. And to curse people, and to be mocking people, and to be mocking their property, whatever is necessary in order to accomplish the goals of the devil. So, by Flachush in these Surah, any individual happens to be present is not the Shriach Shriach says. That's what the Gemara understood over here. According to Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish's interpretation of the Tanakh of Levi and Mishnah, that Zeva Riva Zeva none of our Bible is, you don't need a Bezna of 23, call outside in the heart on Zacha, it's only the Ushay Mishnah. Why Shay Mishnah? The Gemara says, Shavino Rabbani Kimando Gomadi Nadi Suya no Nidu. It's considered like Ovidin is Dinan of Shay. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to leave this Zeva Riva Zeva none of our Bible. Dangerous to me. We wouldn't recommend you should wait till they go to Bezna, Bezna should make it magic. We would recommend to kill it right away. But since the show is already Hemiso, and I know, I was there, I was watching when the show was ended, so it's considered not just the other, because Shriya Bezna, and it's considered as if Bezna had made it magic. And the day will be, it's 300. But it's based on that this. That's what the Rush in the end of the first parak in Baba Kama had comments on the Gemara. We had it already. On Dab Gimel, on Hezra. Mor has presented the Machlekes Samaroi, but a Chatsi Nezik of short time is Mamanok not. Amaroi, and Bob Kamatov says Bob. So the Mor comes to the conclusion, the Hilchos of Pagan is not. That's the conclusion there, Bob Kamatov, that's the conclusion. Pagan is not. So then the Mor says, in Tophan, so therefore, since it's not, so Lai Magdina Lai Bikoho, so in order to collect Tanakh, you have to have a Desmond Shlosh Smukim. They rarely had any Smukim before. You can only confirm Smith and Eretz Yisrael. They weren't flying back and forth, so easy. Two senses to fly back and forth there. But the Gemara says, but if someone short time caused me a hezek, then the Gemara says, in Tophaz, why not see him there? If I grab the money from the mazik, from the owner of the Shoah mazik, in Tophaz, why not see him there? The Bezim will not make me surrender the money. The Bezim will pass him how much money I'm allowed to keep and how much I have to return to the Balabar. What is that based on? In Tophaz, why not see him there? The Rosh quotes the Machlekes Rishonim. Is that a new Takan of the Rabbanim, or is that Nidina? So the Rosh argues that the case, why it should be Nidina? Why you don't need a Takan of the Rabbanim? He says, because Ovidin is Dina Menashek. What do you mean? Not just the other. Shavin Rabbanim commanded Gomer Dinayu. We consider it since I was in Izzik. I know, I was watching when his Behemah was Mazik me in the north of Karen, Rishonim. And I know that he owes me Chatzin Nezik, but you don't have any book and you can't collect. It's not the other Kishliya Bez. I have a right to act as if there had been a Gemar Din of the Bez. The Din is in order to take not. I think the Balas the Kadesh Shemayim in order to take not. You have to have Dafke a Gemar Din of Bez. So what good is it that a guy's going to grab on his own? There was no Gemar Din of Bez. So that's when the Rosh says no. It's the Din of the Din is Din of Nafshay. Not the other Kishliya Bez. Shavim Rabban commanded Goma Dinayu. So we have none in it, like an argument. It's the same over here. It's considered as if Bez had made a Gemar Din. And the Nizik has the right to go and grab as representing as if he were a Shliach Bez. Considered as if he's grabbing after his Mardin. The same over here. Considered as if with killing the Zeva Riva Dunn on Nabat Barlis after his Mardin. So that's why he's doing Anonim. The same over there. We considered as if his Mardin had been made. That's with the Shach and the Tafsa Kohen quotes in the name of the Bach. The Bach just pointed out that the Mon. That the Mon of the Kama. That's the Shach and all the Dinish Dunn of Shei. Means not just Yadikish Leah Bezdin. The person has the right to act as if he's representing Bezdin, even if Bezdin never authorized him. The Bezdin of the Tanoim have already authorized him to act as the representative of the Bezdin. If it's a better borrower, when it's Ikab Seda, or when it's Lafush in the Yisur, or in this kind of a case, or then it's Ikab Sakon. So that's what the Gemara is. If that's the Pshat and Rav Lezer, only the Ushain Nisu, so how can you say Kala Koyin Lahargan Zacha? The show should be Yotze Bahano. So what is he, Zerichem? If the flesh of the show is going to be Yotze Bahano, the Gemara says you're right. He's not going to get on the Kalatayim of the Harvim. Zocha means Zocha La Shamayim. He's going to get a special share in Olam Abo for fulfilling the mitzvah, giving the Oynish mitzvah to the Shoram. But he's not going to be Zocha on the dead body. He can't use the skin of the dead body. Does it consider that being Zuriyama? And we have the Mishnah says, Ain't Donimus HaShevet, Ela Bebezim Shal Sidriyah. The Gemara wants to know, what are there that the Sheva do that we're judging them that we should require them of Sidriyah? Should we assume that the whole, the majority of the Sheva's worship, the majority of the Sheva was Mechalel Shabbos? So the Gemara says, the only time we ever find a distinction between a small group of people violating an Aveir or a large group of people violating an Aveir, the only source of Chumash is by only Dachas by Avodah Zarah. We never find by Chilul Shabbos that it should make a difference whether one person violated the Aveira or many people violated the Aveira. So we just pointed out that this Gemara, the way we have the Girsa, maybe the Rambam have a different Girsa, the way it says here, contradicts the Rambam and the Moira and the Buchan. The Rambam and the Seifa, Moira and the Buchan, and the Sud Pshat and the story of Yeshua ben Nun. That when the rumor reached Yeshua ben Nun that Reuben and God Mechad Shechev Tamarashe, they had agreed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that they're going to take Eva Yarden only on the condition that they're going to be Avon and Satan. So they promised they're going to help out in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael. After the 7 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael were over, they went back to Eva Yarden and they left their wives and their children behind. After the 7 years, they went back. And then they saw an Eretz Yisrael dividing up Sheva Shachot. But then rumor reaches the ears of Yeshua ben Nun that they made their own Mizbeach in Eva Yarden, and they're bringing Korbanos on the Mizbeach. So Yeshua ben Nun says, Kuma ben Allah Aleim Mamachomo, you should put together an army, you have to wipe them out, so they're bringing Korbanos on their own Mizbeach. But what do you mean? You get the death penalty for doing Shput Echut? Unless it means that the rumor had it that they're worshipping Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't really say that. You get the impression as if they're bringing Korbanos LaShamayim, LaGavoya. The Shkutikus is a Dutikurin. You get Malkus for Shkutikus. It's a Malkus. Elay Nalek, and you get Malkus for Shkutikus. You got Kurin for Shkutikus, but you're not Kaid Yisus then. What does he say? Kuma ben Allah Alein Lamo Fomo? What does he say? Let's put together an army. You should wipe them out. But the Rambam writes in the word of the book of Achidush, as the Rambam gets it, that the Din of the Irni Dachas doesn't only apply in the case. Yisishma bi'achas arecho, Hashem ha'kas nasu mechadosh matecho, that all of the people worship Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says, laughed out Avodah Zarah, any Avera that a whole city in Eretz Yisrael violated is a din of Yoni Zarah. The Rambam says that that's the interpretation of the story by Yeshua ben Nun. He's prepared to send an army to wipe them out because they should have had the din of Yoni Zarah because everybody violated Shkutekut. So again, this Gemara. The Gemara says the only time Ema the Pala Drachmana Ben Yechidim and Rubin Ling Rabbi is Kavam Misham. This is the Pala. The Ferish against our Gemara. That's the Rambam and the Mon looking at a different gears from the Gemara. Truth of the matter is that they are Sameach Kalei. The truth of the matter is that it's not only the Rambam and the Mon, the Bukhin. Many were not happy with the Mon and the Rubin. So there were those who claimed that it's not written by the Rambam. Right? That's the easiest way to dump it. It's a forgery. It's not written by the Rambam. So the Pashtus is that it is written by the Rambam. So we have a lot of parallels, a lot of similarities between what it says in the Mishnah Torah and what it says in the Moreh Nevuchim. So one of them, Yerushalmi claims, happens to be regarding Yemeni Dachas. We have strange lines in the Mishnah Torah, so we don't know where they come from. But Yerushalmi says they come straight direct, some of them direct quotations, and some of them are paraphrases from the Pesukim in Yoshua, the way the Rambam understood that parsha. The Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, you hear that there's an Yemeni Dachas, Bezna Godel sends two Rabbanim to try to give them Musa. And if the Chayz of the Tshuva is good, and not Chayz of the Tshuva, Sorim Aleihem Lamachom. Bezna Godel puts together an army, and you go away towards it. So that expression that the Rambam uses, Sorim Aleihem Lamachom, that's a direct quotation to say to Yeshua by that incident with the Yizbeah that's in the God of Nehruvim, Chad Shechev Kamlajim. It sounds like he's still assuming, like he wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim. And the rabbi asked on the Rambam, where did he get this idea from? That he sent two Talmid HaChachamim. Where did he get that from? He sent two Talmid HaChachamim to give them Tochacha. And if the Chayz of the Tshuva Mutar, he says, a very nice idea. Yos Tov Adam Shatar La Tshuva. The Rambam says, the rabbi writes, very nice that Tshuva should help. But the halacha is not always help. A person didn't have there for which he deserves a Mitzvah Zedin. He can get Tshuva from today till next year. He's still going to get the Mitzvah Zedin. What is the Rambam, where does it say you send two Talmid Chacham? Where does the whole idea come from? I don't remember. I think there was said two of them were Talmid Chacham. Maybe the others were present, and maybe they sent Balabatim also. Sometimes Balabatim can convince other Balabatim of some sort, sometimes Rabbanim can convince. Maybe they sent a delegation of Rabbanim and Balabatim, but I think two of them were the Talmid Chacham. I don't remember all the details. But the Sameach al Rambam claims in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when the Rambam quotes all the dinim, it's very different. There's this line in the Rambam, Shomim, it says Talmid Chachamim, quoted the Tshuva Mutar, the whole thing is a quotation from that story in Sefer Yehoshua. So you can't just dismiss Mor and Ruchim over here. If the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah still rely on his interpretation, what do you do with this Gemara? That's the Rambam may have had a different Gemara. That's it. We're supposed to check it. He's read some of the Sufi Sermon. Anybody have a chance to see? They have a big volume of the Sufi Sermon. And we have all the Shinu in this course and all the other Sufi Sermon. So you got to think. Maybe there's some Gemara that don't have this Gemara. So the Gemara says, what? Ain't God in the Shev Dalam and Bezmi Shal Shiviyach? What happened over here? Must be Shev Shehuda. What? The whole Shev is worship. Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, and the whole Shevet worships Avodah Zarah, they're going to give him a din like an Irani Daka. Can't be. There is a machlokes ha-tanoim between Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonatan. What's the minimum number population you need in the city? What's the maximum number population? The minimum number population, Tosha says, the minimum number population is a machlokes based on the Pasuk in Amos, chapter 8. Amos 8, Steve. Here I yet to tell of Tosha, Meir, I yet to tell of Tosha, I'm told. So there is a machlokes of Yeshua Rabbi Yonatan is the minimum population of any given city in order to be considered a city. Let's say you have one building where you have 100 people living in a final building in Eretz Yisrael, they all worship somebody. So give it a dinner here, it's not a city. You have to have a whole city. What's the definition of a city? So there are rules and regulations. What qualifies as a city? So the Mishnah says both in Erechim and in Erevin that the definition of a city, in the end of Erechim, the Mishnah is talking about near Hamakabas coming like the Shul Din as a special din, if someone sells his house, buy it. Again, Kabasan like the Shul Din. Yamin Tia Gulat, you can only force the Lakash to sell him back out within the first year. After the first year is up, the Nimkalati, he doesn't get the house back. But that's only if it's in house within Beit Moshe Avir Chayma. It has to be in near Hamakabas Chayma. If that guy has a wall around his own private home, he lives in Queens. He built a wall around his own home. This is a Riverdale, he has a wall around his own home. That's not called Riverdale, it's a Queens of Kutzwar. Let's say Eretz Yisrael. The guy has a wall around his own home. That's not called an ear, have a kevah, come, what's your children? No, it has to be an ear. The Mishnah says in order to qualify as an ear, you have to have a minimum of 3 chatzeris, and each chatz has to have a minimum of 2 bucks. The same Mishnah appears in Eretz when they're talking about the din of Kum and Shabbat. So usually you're not allowed to go close to Kum. Kum is Al-Paimama. Al-Paimama is one mil, something like that. 3/6 of a mile. A paimam is 1 mil. But if you have an ear, the mahalach is kula. The whole ear akas is considered like dawud amen. Then you have a paimam and mechutz lo. In this tip of the city, in the other tip of the city, even if it's many miles away. So what's considered an ear? Mishnah in Erevin, that might be key, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Gemara, the Gilgal HaShad. And Erevin tells you to look in Erevin, and an Erevin tells you to look in Erevin. That the Mishnahis have the same, even though you talk about two unrelated things, but Atar HaShavishim, you're talking about an ear. Qualified as an ear, in Erevin we assume that Kumin is only the Rabbah. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that a Pai Mama is the Rabbah. You notice that we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. The Rambam and the Riz Paskin, Chava Paskin, like that at all. That the Yud-based mill, Kumin of Yud-based mill, that's their right. There are more passages like the Bali of Tayson, that's based on the Yerushalmi. The Bali never says a word about that. The Yud-based mill should be more common than a Paimam and 1 mil. But he's not the Mora, it's only in Yerushalmi. So there is an Iramam, often passing on Yerushalmi against Bali. That's how the Bira Gor writes. The Darkish of Iramam lives with Yerushalmi, Negan HaBabli, the Kamamakam. But the Iramam will often pass like Yerushalmi against Bali. The Bali of Tayson always follow, usually follow Bali. But the Bali holds that the whole din of Kumin is only the Rabbanan. So there are more passages like the Bali HaTosfos, the Rashi, it's quite easier. And
says that all of Kumin is only Rabban. So the Mishnah Eretin is talking about Kumin is an issue of the Rabban. Mishnah Eretin is talking about Ira HaMukhevus Chamash Yishuvanu. It's talking about a Din Daraita. It doesn't make a difference. A Din Daraita is Din Darabban. If he's talking about an ear, so in order to qualify as a city, so you have to have certain conditions. Otherwise, not called an ear. So you have to have Gimel Chaseres. Each Chaser has to have a minimum of 2 times. Then Taisi says, how close do the Haseris have to be? You have one Chaser in New York, and one Chaser in Los Angeles, and one Chaser in Chicago to make the whole United States of America into one big year. Taisi says, no, it has to be close to each other. And Taisi says, it has to be contiguous, it has to be touching. Not the Saber that has to be touching. It's touching it certainly, you have to be no Haseris. Taisi says, even if they're not touching each other, how close do they have to be? The Taisi has to come up with some Shias, and they think, see the Nama the Shirai. They think 71 of them. The Shia that the Mishnah mentions, but he gets other deeds. And he gets that once you have an ear, you can start the bottom, you put through it, that it's all part of the ear, and the ear is extended. Case of Ma'abimiso ear. How do you extend the city limits? The houses, the extra houses on the outskirts of the city are within 70 amas to the left house of the city, but it extends the city limits. The case of things that the Gimel Chaseris are either contiguous or within Shia Ma'am and Shiran to each other, that constitutes the end. That's the whole story. Just the Gimel Chaseres for the Beit Patim, that's the whole story. So the Pashto says, no, you need more. In addition to that, you have to have a minimum population. You can't say a maximum population, a minimum population. So what's the minimum population? So they write it in Hilchos Megillah, talks about the din on Purim. There are 3 zmanim from Mikra Megillah. If you live in an Ir HaMekeves Chaimah, Mikoyt Yishuv Enun, but then you read the Megillah, Shushan Purim. You live in Ayoris Gidoyla, if you live in a normal city, you live in the Gilad Yudalit Hazor. If you live in Nizmana Bayesheni, this no longer exists, Nizmana does. If you live in Nizmana Bayesheni, you live in the Kvari, which don't have the status of an ear, then Kvar Magdimim Liyanat Pusik. Then the first mission of the Gilad gives you a break. That when they instituted the Takona Purim, they give you a break. If you live in a village, you can, if you want to, you can read the Megillah on the Sheni Mahamishi prior to Purim. Unless Purim falls out on Sheni Mahamishi, but if it falls out on any other day of the week, so the Sheni Mahamishi that precedes it, immediately precedes it, you can be yoked to the Mikra Megillah. So the writer says, how do you determine whether it's considered a village, Kfar Magdim or Leon Akhris Bayat, is irrelevant. Tomorrow says, after the Churban by Sheni, you no longer have that Kula, so you're going to mix everybody up. You have no central authority in the Rabbanu, so the people are going to get confused. My Pesach is, my Purim is, make a Balagan. But it's not by Sheni that they still listen to the Bez Nagoro. So the Gemara says they observed this whole Takmona Panach in Esat Zerla. That the Kvar Magdim and Liyam Akhris. So the writer says, what's the definition of a Kvar? What's the definition of an ear? When does it have a din of ear? They quote our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about the Imani Dacha. They quote and say, it doesn't matter. You have to have a minimum population of either 10 or 100. 10? That's pretty tiny ear. So we assume 100. 100 is over 10. You have a minimum population of 100. What's the story? And this shear is relevant to Kol HaTarkulim whenever there's a din of the year. When you get the Tzum Shabbos, it should be a minimum population. When you get the year on Kevah Koymah from Mikra Megillah, as opposed to Kvar Makdim and Liyan Akhriso. When you get the Kumin, also you have to have like that. You have to have a minimum population of 100 people. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds on, those 100 people who constitute the population, what if you have hotels there? It's near an airport. And you have a whole village. And you have hotels, and there are always people, but you have way over 100 people, but nobody stays there for more than a week. Everybody just comes and goes and comes and airport area. Nobody ever lives there for more, so this Kavua close to Akbar, that's not enough. You have to have the minimum population has to live there, Kavua. What is Kavua? This Kavua in Hilchos Eiruv, of course, that's a further discussion. Whether Kavua means they live there for 30 days, or Kavua means that they live there for 12 months. So the Gemara says on Kuf Yud Beis, Omer Aleph, that next to the Lev Zafin and Sitzah, this ends on Kuf Yud Gimel. On Kuf Yud Beis, Omer Aleph, the Gemara says sometimes there are dinim that depend on living there for 30 days or more, sometimes there are dinim that depend on living there for Yud Beis Chodesh or more. Here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a strange compromise opinion, that here that he gives to the definition of a year, that you have to have 100 people to live there, Kavua, but Kavua is neither 12 months nor 30 days, Kavua means 6 months. Where did they get that from? Shir on the level of their eyes is that people live there, Kavua, have to live there for 6 months. You should have said either more than 30 days, or more than 12 months. That's a little difficult. But the pashtus is that these are crucial for the definition of a city. You have to have a minimum population that lives there kavua, whatever they have a kavua. Either kavua for 12 months or kavua for 30 days. And you have to have the gimel chatzeres, you have to have everything all together, gimel chatzeres, and the base bottom is. The pashtus is the pashtus has to have a mechitza. I have a problem. There's a Torah journal that some of the Hasidim put out a monthly, which Hasidim should do for the month. There's some group, I've got to which group, that someone wrote a Dry Torah about going to a Good Samaritan hospital for Shabbos. You put a box mat, let me do where you live, where the hospital is that good, is it still Hakum or not? That he discusses what has the status of his gear. That he assumes that the gimel chatzeres don't have to have a mechitza. At least some kind of a raya. I was not impressed with the raya. That's why I double question it. It doesn't have a sense of that. I have to call it a chatzer. But by definition, a chatzer means a machan that's mukha from a mechitza. There's not a mechitza, it's not. We have, let's say, in the city, we have over here, lots of times, we have apartment buildings. We have them on floor, we have different apartments. And you have a hall that's shared in common by all of the other people. So that's the cluster. In this town, you still have old buildings. From years ago, but it has a few apartment buildings open up to a bubble. They have walls around the whole building. And they have a courtyard. That's locked. It's closed. And the people from all the houses have the right to use the courtyard. That could even have the status of a mother. If I'm one, Hilchas Erevin quotes the Tumas Hadeshin that we no longer have a din of mavui. The first Mishnah says in Erevin, if you have a mavui, that's the first word in Erevin, mavui. If you have a mavui that has three walls, I mean, I'll tell you a lot of carry, but the Rabbanim have to make a tikkun on the roof of these. But since it's only needed with the Rabbanim, so they said it's sufficient if you put a korah, you put a beam across. You know, it's not in a pizza, you put a beam across on the top of this building, to the top of that building. And the Mishnah says the beam shouldn't be the bottom of the mountain, it should be within the mountain. So the Ramah, so the Gemara says that that's cooler, that if you put a korah on the roof of these, that serves as a mechitza. It's an invention of the din with the Rabbana. It only works. Ravid was one of them. Ravid. And the topic of Bandozim Ha'omgim Nibotzim, Taisus and Tezvavim and Alev, is bothered with a kasha. Here is the Machloekia Satanoim, and Bandozim Ha'omgim Nibotzim are considered in the Chuper of the Tobish, and the Pashtus says the Halacha should be like the Chachamim. Yachat Verad Malachat Ram, the stock ought to be against Rav Meir. Why should we pass like Rav Meir? So the problem is,